Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Lostish podcast. We are very excited to be bringing back another episode for all of you about
tall poppy syndrome.
Hell,
so this is
yeah.
Something that I wasn't very familiar with. Rose actually introduced me to this concept, but basically it's a concept where, to put it in very simple terms, or how it was explained to me, is pretty much, you know, you hear a success story and then hating on someone just because they are successful. And that doesn't just mean famous. Yeah. It means good at, extremely good at something.
Yeah. Like a high achiever, or like even a colleague at work who's been promoted. Or it actually happens a lot within the performing arts industry, which is the industry that I am in, and in the acting industry. Oh my goodness, like tall poppy syndrome is so real, especially in Australia, because I feel like in the US, people's successes are like really celebrated, and they kind of come, like a lot of Americans come with this like confidence of owning their shit, really, owning their space, owning their success. Yeah. But here we're kind of brought up to be, you know, very, very humbled. Obviously that doesn't reflect everybody, or, you know, a lot of people can be very egotistical and arrogant about their successes, but a lot of Australians are brought up to be quite humbled. And that's not to say Americans aren't humble, you know, but there's a difference in somebody being successful and somebody envying somebody.
And yeah, we're not specifically pointing out one specific culture. That was just like an interesting statistic that we had found.
Yes.
But we're pretty much in this episode going to talk about what it is, where you can find these issues in all, where you can encounter situations like this throughout all your 20s and even younger, even older, pretty much throughout your whole life, and then how to conquer it.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like our tips of the stories that we've encountered and what we're doing to try and avoid
that. So let's just get right into it. So we've got some talking points once again, so we kind of stay on track. And I think Emanuela gave a really simple, great definition of what tall poppy syndrome is. But according to ChatGPT, defining tall poppy syndrome is the origin term of – it comes from the idea of cutting down poppies that grow taller than the rest. So it's about obviously resentment or criticism towards people who are perceived as too successful or getting ahead. And there's a bit of a tension there between, I guess, mateship and ambition, because a lot of times it can happen between friends too. Like, as an actor myself who has been in the industry for a while now, the amount of times like you have people putting you down for your successes, people who you think are your friends, which is baffling to me.
Yeah, and we've touched on like this sort of jealousy and how to deal with people like this in your circle in two episodes, in our last one, and also in our importance of your circle episode. So it's not just something that relates to tall poppy syndrome, but something, again, it just goes to show how much you really can encounter and how common it is to encounter situations like this. I think I'll just add on to that and say that that's probably my biggest tip, is that whether you want to see it or not, I think people always have an idea of the types of people that are good for them in their lives and the ones that aren't. Mm-hmm. Whether you consider them your good friends or not, I think there's always those red flags that you choose to oversee, and sometimes even see them and choose to ignore them.
Yeah.
So for me, one of the biggest things, the biggest, you know, help that I found in my life to avoid jealousy and friends that, you know, are envious or jealous of me for absolutely no reason, because I've encountered that before, and not even for anything serious. Like, we're talking about the grades I got in school.
Yeah.
Or like something as, you know, stupid as that, which I don't even go around parading. is just making sure that I'm keeping those people that I genuinely know deep, deep down, because you always know deep down who's good for you and who isn't, keeping them the closest to me, because that's what's going to uplift me the most. They're the people that are going to support me the most. I know I won't ever feel judged bringing my successes forward to them. Mm-hmm. And it honestly makes you thrive.
Dude, I think honestly, like on that note, when it comes to sort of that tall poppy syndrome within friendships and overachieving and schools and universities and things like that, like I feel like if I succeed, like you are one of my biggest fans when it comes to my acting, right?
I really am.
She really is. And like I feel like it's also nice having you not in the industry, because yeah. I feel like even some of my friends who are in the industry, it's very hard to be like, oh my God, guess what? Like I got a call back for this role, or I got cast for this role, yeah, because you're all going for it.
Exactly.
And because you've got it, they're like, oh, like I'm so happy for you. But deep down, they wish that they got that role. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that's okay. That's normal. But with you, I feel like you're just happy for me because you see that I'm happy and that I've succeeded in something that I'm really passionate about.
I don't think anything good comes out of being jealous for someone else's success. Honestly, the more you just let what is supposed to happen happen, it was meant for that person, not necessarily for you in terms of like the acting thing, for example. But like, the more you know, this is something that we used to do in school, actually, me and my high school friends, just now that I'm on the topic of the like high school grades and stuff like that. We used to honestly have really healthy competition with stuff like this. I think this is why I did so well in school. And this was before any of these AI generated things
Chat
were
GBTs
out. And I still ended up doing very well. And I think it purely came down to the fact that my entire friend group of literally seven people was all like, it was healthy competition. Come over and study with me. Come and I'll help you out. It was like, there was none of this like, oh, look what I did. Look what I didn't. I'm not sharing my essay with you. I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
I'm not
doing didn't that. Have that.
Like, sorry, but
yeah. Everyone,
it's supposed to be a world where people help each other out.
Well, it is, but unfortunately that's not what society is,
well,
right?
Yes, that's because why we're making the episode.
Well, in school, I didn't experience that at all. Mm. Everybody like sharing notes was like this big thing of like, no, like guys, I made the effort. I'm not going to share my notes, or like it's honestly just so insane to me. But also I think we should reiterate where tall poppy syndrome can occur, like in what sort of environments.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest environments where tall poppy syndrome can occur is media and celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we hate on successful celebrities so much because they are celebrities and they are successful, hence why they're famous, and we don't even know them. And I'm a culprit of that. I'm like, oh, you know, like whoever it is annoying, and like, oh my God, like I don't like this celebrity. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah,
little do I know, maybe they're the nicest person ever, and we could be best friends.
Yeah. I never understood what encouraged people to sit there and, you know, comment all these bad things on people's accounts. And this is just something
like hate comments. And
when you really don't know this person. Like, honestly, I'm saying this with my whole heart. I have never once I've seen videos and statements and things that people have put out, anyone from, you know, a political figure to the smallest micro influencer to friends. I will never, ever, not once has it crossed my mind, even to something that has annoyed me so much, to be like, to sit there and leave such a hateful comment on it. Like, these people are still people that have feelings.
Yeah.
And I've never, like, and you don't know them from a bar of soap.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even talk hatefully to someone that you do know. Let alone
like a friend
someone that you have absolutely no idea about.
Yes.
So that was just something that I thought.
No, that's such a good point.
Like,
such a good point.
Literally never have I thought, nah, I'm going to sit there and comment this person because they've just infuriated me.
Well, yeah.
Never. I can control my emotions. I can control my own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to share them if I do, and I'm happy to share them if I don't. But not sit there and comment hateful things to someone that is literally a human just like you and has feelings just like you.
On that note, guys, we actually received our first hate comment the other day.
We did, guys. And you know what the irony of it was? Rose didn't even see this.
I saw it
as a filtered comment that came up on our TikTok page of someone being like, holy shit, not another brain dead podcast. And this person had no profile picture and their username was user2576852. And I was like, well, of course it was you.
Of course it was you hiding behind a screen. Like, the fact that you even, like, to be honest, you gave us a view. So thank you. Like, you viewed our TikTok. That gives us a view.
We were laughing about
it. It was so funny. So we've got media and celebs. We also obviously have school and universities, like we said. Wow, tall poppy syndrome in drama school is insane.
Give us some stories.
I'll give you a story. Like, for example, he's actually a really good friend of mine. This person was, I think I need to word this really carefully. Not, you know, like in drama school, you have a hierarchy of people where teachers are like, have their favorites and they're like, oh yeah, you're going to get the best agent or you're going to succeed or you're going to become famous or you're whatever, whatever.
That sounds toxic.
Yeah. It was super toxic, super toxic. And this one person who nobody thought would kind of succeed the way that they succeeded after drama school, and they probably became the most successful person in that course. I think you know who I'm talking about. And that person will know who they're talking about as well. Love you very much. Very proud of all your successes. No one thought that this person, or the teachers actually never really thought that this person would be where they are today. And this person is very well known, very famous, one of my very good friends. And the fact that he's succeeding now, people are not liking that.
Of course.
People have started to kind of hate on this person because they're succeeding.
And it's such a shame.
Like, it's such a shame.
Such a beautiful place to be. Like, you've gotten there and all you want is, like, that's all, you know, this person's probably wanted their whole life. Mm-hmm. And then to get to the top and have no one sitting there, not no one, because obviously there are people.
But then you've got that other side of things where this person is experiencing a lot of people like sliding back into the DMs and being like, oh my God, you're succeeding so much. Like, congratulations. Like, let's grab a coffee. Like, you absolute legend. No, F off, because you were never a part of that person's life in any good way. Mm. You know, you didn't believe in them. You were not there through the highs and lows, and all of a sudden you want to be their friend now because they've got clout, you know? But deep down, you envy that person for their successes, you know, that particular type of individual. But it's really interesting to watch from an outsider perspective, because I've also experienced that myself. Yeah, tell us
your experience with, you know, what you said the other day when we were at uni. I remember you said something about being the first one that got signed out of your cohort, something like that.
Well, for me it was more, it's interesting because in drama school, in my year, I was never really like that person to be in like the top of the teacher's list for and the tutor's list for like being really successful or amazing. And even my peers, like, it's actually quite interesting. Like, very little was I asked to like read for them in, you know, auditions and things like that during the course. And I think a lot of people doubted me, which is such a shame. And I really felt that people doubted me. And look, could be in my head, but it's just what I was feeling at the time from what I was seeing and my tutors and things like that. I had some incredibly phenomenal tutors, but some I feel like didn't think I would kind of get to where I've gotten. And I ended up being the first. I think I was one of the first females in the course that was signed by a really great agency. And I think I was one of the first girls to book a big gig. And it's interesting, like, the amount of people that all of a sudden were like, you know, had this like jealousy complex or like, oh my God, like Rose, like really? And it's so interesting because now that I've, you know, succeeded in that sort of way, the people that I've like not necessarily attracted into my life but have come across who have tried to slide back in there, even friends from school that I'm not friends with anymore who used to bully me to my core, have slid back and been like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is so cool. We should catch up. No, it's like really bad. It just makes me laugh, to be honest. It's embarrassing. But they clearly, they don't have my best interest at heart.
Yeah. Look, whatsoever. People can change, but for me personally, like, yeah, I you can never fully trust someone who has
done you wrong
and betrayed you in that way again. Not to say you can't forgive them. Like, I'm sure you don't have any complete bad blood against these people now.
Oh no, I don't speak to any of these people anymore. But
you weren't there from the start. You know your real ones.
Yeah,
you know your real ones.
So that was my kind of experience.
Let's talk about where you can find it in the workplace as well, because I think that's something that is, as you know, 20 somethings, that work is somewhere where we spend quite a bit of our time. And it's such a shame to, even from an outsider, like, to see, not as an outsider, sorry, I worded that wrong, but even as someone who is not involved in situations like this personally in my workplace, I see it so often about, you know, people that'll pretend to get along with these people, and then I'll literally hear them talking about them behind their backs, and I'm like, what's that about? Yeah. Like, that's not, and this could be in relation to anything. This could be in relation to, you know, you thinking that they're on a power trip because they're in a, you know, higher position than you, I say in inverted commas, or, you know, I don't know. Yeah. They've gotten a promotion at work or as you mentioned before, or something like that. But it's just, I think the whole point of this episode is it's really just such a shame, and it really just makes you feel more lonely and more drained yourself than it is to the other person.
Yeah,
so totally. It's got nothing to do with them. It's got everything to do with you.
Well, yeah, it shows more about your insecurities and your character and the work that you need to be doing in therapy if you're constantly feeling like you need to put somebody down because they're succeeding.
And you know what? It stems from such a young age that this is what humans and society are like, alike in general. Like, how many times did we hear as kids that, you know, oh, if that boy's bullying you, they like you? And I know that's got nothing to do with, you know, a success story, but it's like, why are we like that? Why do we have to normalize that?
Yeah.
It's like, no, be nice to people. Their successes are in their life for a reason. Your successes will come to you in due time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there and hate on someone else just because they're doing a good job at what they're doing. It's got nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing to do with you. So stop trying to fit yourself into their equation when you don't need to be in there in the first place.
And I think people a lot of the time too, in kind of any industry, is like, oh, but like, they didn't deserve that. Like, I work so hard. Like, they didn't work hard at all and they're so successful. Look, that's life. Sometimes it's luck and people are in the right place at the right time with the right people, and it can happen for them. Mm-hmm. The acting industry is full of it, you know?
Yeah.
You've got nepotism as well. Mm-hmm. Nepotism is a huge, huge thing, and maybe we should do an episode on nepotism.
Yeah.
Because that's really interesting. Maybe, in any workplace.
Some people that'll be in those situations.
Yeah.
I think this is also a good time to, because a lot of people also think, like, on that topic, for example, about the nepotism and, you know, being born into, even if it's not fame, it wealth or something like that, inheritance. Yeah. I think we see a lot of that in Australia, especially in the like European community, at least for me. From what I've seen. But remember what I was telling you that my dad told me the other day about, you know, it's not the, we were talking about, we,
oh, yes.
Meeting, we ended up meeting someone very great at an event we attended recently. And we were like,
very great.
And it was so funny how we were like, we were supposed to like be there at that time to meet this person.
Yeah.
And Rose started saying, like, you know, I'm telling you, this industry, or like these people in life and life in general and the success of people, is all who you know, mm-hmm. not what you know. And I went, actually, funny you say that, because I was having a conversation with my dad. This is like probably the 12th time I've...
Your dad, Emanuela's dad, Costa, shout out to you because you spit some bangers, my friend.
He really does. I'll be quoting him quite a bit in this podcast. But he said, actually, I don't think it is who you know or what you know. It's actually what you do. So
what you do with what you know.
Exactly. What you
and
do
who
with
you know.
What you know and who you know. Because he goes, you could be sitting in a room full of people that are exactly in the position you want to be in. And if you don't make the effort to go out and have a conversation with them, take their, you know, advice and use their actions and listen to them, nothing good will come of it. What's the point of you knowing those people in the first place?
No.
Just like if you know all the stuff, but you think that you're, you know, superior on your own, without the connection of other people, you're not going to be the most successful version of yourself you can be. But just like what you know is not so beneficial without who you know is not so beneficial without what you do with it.
Yeah.
100%. So I thought that was a great piece of advice, and that will be ingrained in me for
a Yeah, very, that's very long a time. Very, very good piece of advice, and something that, like, because, you know, all the time we're like, oh, it's luck and it's all about, you know, connections and networking and things like that. Yeah, okay, fair.
That's step one.
That's step one. But then step two is like, what are you actually going to do about mm-hmm. that? You know, and same with, like, as Emanuela said, we met some really great people at this event that we attended the other week. Shout out to two particular people who will probably be listening to this podcast. Oh, bless them. And we like made like a really genuine connection with them and have kept in touch, and will probably continue to keep in touch and collaborate with them.
And from a very genuine
place. Like a genuine connection.
So organically, which is exactly why. And it's crazy. Like, you never know.
How did it start? We were what, playing pool?
We were literally playing pool. And yeah. This man was explaining to his son how to play pool. And little do we know, he's this, like, you know, big baller in a specific industry. And we were like, wow, like that was just like a cherry on
such
top.
Such a genuine connection.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, really beautiful. And we're, you know, now great friends with these people because they were such genuine people. And that's very rare to meet a genuine person
that doesn't sit there and is jealous. And from you can tell. This is why I started by saying the first point. You can always tell who is genuine and who isn't deep, deep, deep down. Yeah. Even if they're your best friend, I'm telling you, you can tell.
Yeah. Like, you always know. You always know. You're like, are you actually happy for me? Are you actually going to help me? You know, you can always, always feel it, even if you don't want to, like, admit it to yourself. Yeah. You just know. And you know what? Unfortunately, like, in a lot of best friendships, there is always going to be that little, especially if you're in the same kind of industry, a tad of competition or a tad of jealousy. It's human nature. It's what being a human is. You feel certain emotions and whatnot. But like,
it just comes down to being a good person and understanding that, you know, you might have that, you know, downfall about yourself, that you might be the type that even they're your closest friend, you know, you might get this inkling of, you know, oh, why wasn't that me? Or, you know, and that could be in relation to anything. But it all comes down to you recognizing that you can control your emotions. You can control the type of person you are. You can't control them. And what was meant for them was for them. And what was meant for you will be for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's absolutely nothing good that comes from hating on someone's successes because they've worked for it. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It doesn't matter how they got there or what – it matters what they're doing with it. And if they're doing well and they're a genuine person and you like them in your life, there's no reason for there to be any form of jealousy whatsoever, and you can't just hate on them for that reason. And we are talking now on the perspective of someone that is close to you and someone that you know. But I think we're bringing tall poppy syndrome down to like in the realm of things that could help our listeners because, you know, I mean, sure – we can give you advice on how to stop hating, you know, artists on the internet, but it's not going to benefit your life so much.
Well, no.
That'll come as a result of being a good person overall.
Yeah. And I think like to kind of conclude there and be like, okay, how can we kind of push back against that sort of to feel that way? It's like I've gotten written down here is firstly, create environments that celebrate success and community. If you're surrounded by people that envy successes and are sort of jealous towards that sort of thing, you don't really want to be surrounding yourself in that environment.
No, it's so draining.
Secondly, practice genuine support. Clap for your friends when they win.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, so simple to just be like, you know what? I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for you.
And be
good on
it's
you.
It's so freeing to be genuine about it as well. Like Rose got told some really good news the other day and I was literally crying for her about it. Like I'm being dead serious. Like, and I'm not even – it wasn't like I genuinely just felt her.
Yeah.
And it was like
– she got emotional. I wasn't getting emotional. I was like so stunned by this news. And
I just started crying.
And she started crying and I started crying because she was crying. And I was like, dude, I don't think I've ever had anyone – actually, besides my parents, I don't think I've had – any friend in my life that has cried for me.
Are you being serious?
Because of success, because of the way that I've succeeded.
I have you're been, the first I'm person. I'm such an empathetic person. Yeah. Like, genuinely, wow. I sit there and I'm like, no, genuinely, I'm like, I get very happy about things like this. I'm also just the type of person that, for example, like even with gifts and stuff, I love seeing people's reactions.
Oh, to I love it.
Give them because I'm so like, yeah. I just love it. I love, guys, it feels so good to be a good person, like seriously.
Yeah, and you get rewarded, like good karma is definitely
it's a real
thing.
It's a real
you
thing.
You will get rewarded. And the last thing
goes unseen, yeah.
is reframe ambition as inspiration, not threat. I think if you look at somebody and you have this feeling like, oh, I wish that was me, or like, why are they successful and I'm not, reframe that as inspiration. Be like, okay, this person can do it. I can do it too. Let me work on my craft. Let me work on myself to get to a point that I want to get to, or to achieve a certain
exactly,
goal.
Exactly, because clearly it's possible. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, saying that you're going to go to the gym every day and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just working harder than you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're not working harder than you, but that's their journey.
But
the point
that's
is, that
it's
person's
their life, and not
life,
yours.
Life trajectory. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually matter.
Reflect anything to do with you.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't let it affect you or your mood or their mood or anything to do with anyone but yourself. You can control yourself, they will control themselves, and everyone will be happy.
Absolutely. Closing thoughts. Tall poppy syndrome might be rooted in a desire for fairness, but when we cut down those who thrive, we all lose.
Exactly.
We all lose. And I think we kind of also touched on Australia in the beginning of our podcast, because it's a very, very big thing in Australia, tall poppy syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But if we kind of thought to ourselves, what would Australia look like if we learned to lift each other up and not level each other down? We would be living in a completely different environment.
But you know what? I think that goes with the whole world.
The whole
And honestly,
world.
I can sit here and throw in my yeah. religious beliefs about it too, which I'm not going to do. But in general, the whole world is pretty cooked when we think about it. Like, imagine if the whole world was living peacefully and uplifting each other constantly. Wow, it would be such a fantastic place.
Such a different place.
But you
yeah.
know what? We're humans. We have free will, and the way we think and behave is all really up to us. And unfortunately, some people just choose to have that outlook on life, and it's really unfortunate. But we're here to help you guys as well,
yes.
because we love everyone.
We do. We do love everyone. Everyone has some sort of good in them. No one is born inherently evil, and wow, that just took a massive turn.
Yeah, it really did.
Tall poppy syndrome to evil. No, I think we're going to conclude it there, guys.
Yeah.
I
like this episode. I wasn't sure about it at the beginning, because I thought we were going to take a much more career path.
Yeah. But I think we made it relatable in a sense where you can apply it in everyday life. Yeah.
So we hope this has helped you guys in some way. Even if you could take one little thing from it and share it, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And as we said, we are here to help you help us. And
is that our motto?
We are here to help you to help us.
Yes,
I reckon that's going to be
that.
Our motto.
We've been saying it too much.
Too
but
much.
But it's the official
yeah.
Lost-ish
motto. Hell yeah. All right.
So give it a share, guys, if you've enjoyed it.
Yes, give
we
it a like.
We love our listeners growing. We've got some new listeners in new countries.
We do.
We do. I saw a South African the other
oh
day.
My God,
I was like,
yes.
wow.
Oh, my God. Love that.
Yeah, it's great. It's so nice, guys, seeing all your stuff. And we promise we will start being more consistent on our social platforms as well.
Yes, we've had to pause the social platforms because we've had
just been very, very
lot
hectic.
Going on, but we will be back there soon, and yeah. tune in to the next episode of the Lost-ish podcast.
Bye, guys.